This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So Stormy, we got to meet Stormy through Jesse James Dupree. She'd come up to Sturgis, and she was doing a Stormy Does Sturgis type situation, like a pay-per-view thing, mm-hmm. and she was shooting a bunch of footage. And of course, we all got to know her based on, you know, her AVN world. Like, yeah. You knew Stormy Daniels because you knew the name from the adult world.
Yes.
Up at Sturgis, we all meet, and she is the most normal, genuinely good, like, fun, easy to hang. She'd be sitting on the fart box with us, the RV. Mm-hmm. Like, one of it, we'd be kind of messy, and she'd all of a sudden, she'd be like, you guys, and start, we're like, don't clean up. Like, don't do that. But she's, again, never anything but absolutely wonderful. No punk at all. Smart. Mm-hmm. I remember shooting the footage. It ended up on her documentary. There's a little bitty clip of just her and I sitting on the chair at the original Throttle or the couch and just and talking. And I remember going, you are far too together.
Yeah,
you're for a porn star. Because and that isn't meant to insult porn stars. I'm just telling you, she's another level. She always was. She was always good at business, always good at creativity, always mm-hmm. good at understanding a big picture, always knew how to handle it, and she was nobody's punk. That's what started this whole idea. You can't punk her. You just can't. You can't. She's not a pussy.
She's on the hotline right now, Stormy Daniels.
Born March 17th in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, our next guest is an adult film legend, writer, producer, and director, ex-Biz Award winner, and AVN Hall of Famer, who is currently touring the country with her one-night stand show. An evening of clips and conversations that takes a comedic look into her personal life and the endless stories that captured the nation, which makes a stop in St. Louis on November 6th. Plus, she'll be appearing in Atchison, Kansas, November 8th and 9th for the Zoinks 2 Ghost Hunt. Please welcome longtime friend of the show and adult film legend, Stormy Daniels.
You seem to be doing great, man. Congratulations on One Night Stand, putting all that together.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of funny. I actually did my first comedy show back in 2019, and it was terrifying. But, you know, when you see your butthole on a Jumbotron, they have comedies not that scary, I guess. But,
right.
You know, my tour in 2020 got canceled because of COVID, and I got some offers and thought, you know what? I can't really go home because I got docked.
Yeah.
While I was on the stand.
Right.
And so I had to go out in the RV and tour bus anyway. So I was like, might as well make the most of it. You know what? When life hands you oranges, make orange juice.
Yeah, that's it. Listen, you, and this has been you since Louisiana, since the early days. It wasn't easy growing up. And you just figured out whatever's happening, I'm just going to go around it. I'm just going to go over it, under it, but I'm going to get past it and keep on moving.
Exactly. I mean, what else do you do? You can either feel sorry for yourself or you can laugh at yourself. And
yeah.
I figured out how to laugh at myself and make other people laugh as well, and that's kind of just where I'm at.
Well, but let's talk about Atchison real quick, because I know you've been up there for the—I think it was the Sally House originally, and now you've got the McIntyre House, and that's
yeah,
a cool—
so this is, it's actually my third time going to McIntyre Villa to investigate, and it's one of my favorite places. If you haven't been to that house, it's absolutely beautiful and a historic place. If you're not just into the paranormal, it is very beautiful. And we have a couple tickets left. You can go to Eventbrite and search Zoinks, you know, like Scooby-Doo, Z-O-I-N-K-S. And are you going to come, Johnny?
Yeah.
I think,
oh, I will. You know,
I dare you, Johnny.
I love that stuff. Well, that's before you got into this years ago, and I started noticing this was a big thing for you. I didn't know you were into the supernatural. You know, I've traveled this world. I've been to the Sedlec Ossuary in Prague, the Church of Bones. I've walked the catacombs under Paris with all those dead people. Three times. I've been through every cemetery you can imagine across this globe looking for something weird. I don't know that I don't know what I believe in, but I've definitely am always drawn to every dungeon, every insane asylum. I love that stuff.
That's amazing. I had no idea you're into that stuff, Donnie. Like, the catacombs is my bucket list place.
Oh, dude, I've walked it three times now, and that is incredible, but... Yeah, outside of Prague, a few miles, maybe 15 minutes, is what they call the Sedlec Ossuary. It's a Church of Bones. The entire inside of it, and it's supposedly it's a Christian church, is nothing but human remains turned into decorations.
They have that in Rome as well. pretty near the Coliseum, there you have to have a special tour guide to go, and I got to go down in there, and it's the same thing. It's all the bones and relics of monks. And
I love
it. It's amazing.
And that's, dude, we do this stuff. I mean, that's just part of my thing I do. I'll go for a couple weeks every year. And it's not just scary stuff, but I always gravitate towards it all over the world. And there's some great stuff. You ever want to go, man, I'll jump on a plane anytime and meet you, Storm.
Absolutely. So I've got to go over to London and next month and be over there. And I was thinking, like, wow, maybe I should jump over and see some of these places. I've always wanted to go to Paris. I was supposed to go a couple years ago, but the Ukraine thing sort of deterred me from going. I didn't want to take space that some of the refugees needed to use. And
yep.
So, you know, when tourists were asked not to come because they were housing all the people fleeing, I chose not to go. But I think it's time.
Yeah, no, listen, I can help you make sure that you get into the catacombs, because there's a company I go through that assures you, because they only let so many people a day through. Yeah, you just have to show up early in the morning, but it's absolutely worth going through, no doubt about that. And there's a couple people who talk about their unexplored ones. I might be able to even get you in and tee you up with a guy to get you into some of the more urban explorer situation, same kind of a thing.
Oh, wow, that would be like a dream come true, especially if you come over and you know, let's talk about that for sure. And I'd love to have you come to McIntyre if you want to investigate with us. That's, like I said, it's my third time there. The ghosts are friendly, but I got a lot of interesting activity there. And, like, I have gone to Sally House, and there are tickets available for that. It's my ghost hunting partners are Josh Hurd from Iowa, who, if you're in paranormal, he's very well known, and Chad Lindbergh, who is freaking hilarious. You would love him, Donnie. You guys are so much alike. He's hilarious. And he's in the new Kevin Costner movie, Horizon, right now. So he's a mainstream actor. He's in Fast and Furious and Supernatural. And those are the two guys that I lead my investigations with. And they are so funny. It's worth, you will laugh all night, plus see some really weird stuff.
Dude, I love this. I love that you're just hammering away at the same Storm we've always known you. Because, listen, it's not been an easy few years, man. So, I'm not going to go deep, but I always think of you, and I worry about you. And every once in a while, you know, I'm just like, man, I hope everything's going okay. So whenever I see you out doing new stuff, it makes me happy.
Oh, thank you, Donnie. It's been a long time, and we met back in, 2005, 2006, out in Sturgis.
And
biker spring break, as I like to call it, and just, I've always enjoyed your company. We've always gotten along. We've always made each other laugh. And it's so great to hear your voice. And I think the closest my stand-up show is coming to you would be St. Louis in November. But, you know, I don't know how far your listeners reach. But I'll be at Red Flag. And trust me, I appreciate the hilarity and the irony of the fact that I'm doing comedy at a club called The Red Flag.
Perfect.
But I am in St. Louis on November 6th.
Yeah. But then you'll come up here, 8th and 9th, so you got the 7th and stuff. Well, listen, man, we're in Kansas City. I got you covered here in terms of KC, and we'll absolutely, beginning in November, catch up with each other.
Fantastic. I look forward to it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.